Ualani Davis's prints are cyanotypes, one of the first photographic processes. They were invented in the 1850s. She coats paper with liquid chemicals, applies a stencil or negative, then exposes the paper to sunlight. Swishing in water fixes the print. Davis's pieces sport a washy cyan or indigo-colored center.
What would be a nice smooth blue, I kind of play around with it to give it this nice bleeding or tie-dye effect.
And when you look at it closely, it says...
I've been exploring a lot of wine star lines and constellations.
Minute star charts dot the blue.
What I've read when you navigate is you have to pay attention to the movement of the water, to the wind, to the stars, where they are moving.
You've got it all happening in motion there on a piece of paper.
I'm trying to channel that and just think of these things when I'm making this print, like the sun, the water, the movement of the wind, and the movement of the print.
Davis is one of four artists featured in Honolulu Printmaker's new director's portfolio, part of the annual Impressions Benefit Print Sale. Duncan Dempster is executive director of Honolulu Printmakers.
My goal was to bring in the next generation of printmakers into the organization.
Printmaking's going so many places these days.
It is. There's a strong tradition, but there's also newer technologies and hybrids with other technologies. Drew, of course.
Drew Broderick.
Is working with basically a Xerox machine. It's a low-tech, kind of democratic tool that everyone has access to, and he's trying to use it in a creative way.
So much potential there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the director's portfolio is a great chance to meet fresh talent.
For the last few months, I've been working in the main gallery at UH.
Meet printmaker Marika Emmy.
There's a show right now called Convergence, done by what's called the Lithopixel Refactory Collective, which I'm a part of, and so are many other students and faculty at UH.
Really?
Kind of the reason why I like it the most is that it highlights the fact that printmaking is based on shared space and is necessarily collaborative. I feel like whenever I'm in there, I'm in constant dialogue with everyone else who's in the studio, even if it's people just walking by.
In fact, Emmy's friend, Kamakani, sparked her portfolio piece with the print he made at the gallery.
I sort of don't believe in the artist just sitting alone in a studio, isolated from the world, coming up with their own ideas. I really like the collaboration in printmaking, so I wanted to highlight that.
The print studio at the Honolulu Museum is bright, neat, and friendly. A.J. Fiducia is teaching a class, and I'm trying to photograph his piece for the portfolio. People used to screen images cannot imagine the saturation and almost suede-like texture. I can't get that black.
Yeah, and it's impossible to shoot. That's one of the things I love about printmaking is you have to see it. Even if you see an image of a print, it is not even close to what it actually looks like. I mean, it's the image, but that's actually not what we're shooting for in printmaking. We want the feel, we want the depth, we want the tradition.
I noticed that about printmakers.
Yeah.
Got a big sense of history.
Yeah, but I think we never just accept that. I think we always try and push it, especially in image and creation. So I feel very privileged to be a part of the portfolio.
The printmaker sale starts Friday. Tomorrow, Tuesday night, the main gallery at Linacona will open up with jewelry, ceramics, glass, and textiles made at the HMA school. Some of Hawaii's best artists teach and work there alongside talented students. Proceeds benefit the art programs and studios. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.